And then let's make five commitments right now. Number one commitment is commitment to stretch yourself. What do I mean by stretch yourself? Stretching to me is a philosophy. It means if I can't do something, then I must do it. And the bottom line then is if you find yourself saying, I can't do this exercise, or oh God, you know, I can't do that with my kind of customer, oh, you know, that's silly, or I'm not going to do that, it sounds dumb. What I'm asking you to do is say, hey, if I can't, then I must. And the value of doing that is you get to discover what you're really capable of. You know, most of the success that I've experienced in my life has come from me by living by this philosophy. By saying, God, I really can't do that, boom, then I must do it. And just going for it and finding out, hey, I'm capable of a lot more than I ever dreamed of before. And that stretching means stretching yourself in this class. Stretching means that you manage your own state, that you keep yourself in a focused place so you can get the most out of this program. Stretching means I'm going to ask you to make this specific commitment. I want you to be willing, and I want you to think about it. Don't do it just because I'm saying it. Really think about it. But I don't wonder if you'd be willing that for the period of time of 30 days, that you will double the number of prospecting calls that you make during those 30 days. In other words, whatever you're presently making, you'll just double them. The reason I ask you to do this is a couple things. One is obvious. If you don't do anything else in this course but that, what will happen to your income? Right? That's all you do. Secondly, if you're making twice as many calls, you'll be willing to experiment. You won't be losing out on anything. If I give you something to do and you say, gosh, I don't know if I can do that, you know, what if it doesn't work? Well, you're not out anything. These are people you never would have talked to anyway. Right? So what the heck? Go for it. So I'm asking you to do that, and I want you to decide whether you're going to do that. And if you are, you've got to write down why you're going to do it. Because I want to tell you something. I think persuasion is the process of getting people to do things for their reasons, not yours. See, if I say, here's why you should do it, I may influence you, I may not. Because that may be my reason and not yours. If you want to get yourself to follow through in life, you know, like when people set goals, their biggest problem is they write down the goal, but they don't write down enough reasons to get it. The goal is not what drives us, it's the reasons that drive us. So under each one of these commitments, I want you to think about why are you really committed? Don't just say, okay, I'm committed. Why? Because I want you to know that consequences, that is positive and negative consequences, are what drive all our behaviors. Whatever we associate, see, if you associate doubling those numbers of calls, if you associate to that, oh God, more work, plus I'm going to these classes, right? Then it's pretty clear how you're going to behave. The consequences you've associated or linked are not real supportive of you emotionally. But if you associate doubling the number of calls as being creative, getting a chance to be outrageous, getting a chance to have some fun, getting a chance to maybe try some things you didn't think would work and discover that you've got some new choices, maybe doubling your income, maybe doing more than doubling your income, because just by making twice as many calls doesn't mean you get twice as many sales. As you do things more and more and more, synergy comes into play, and all of a sudden you'll get even better. So what you link to this is going to determine what you really do. So write down some reasons to convince yourself, just like you're going to convince clients. You're going to convince clients by giving them emotional reasons to do things, and you're also going to give them logical reasons to do things. I call them urban and lurban. Emotional reasons to buy now and logical reasons to buy now. And we're going to use those terms. And the thing you fight is people have dominant reasons to avoid buying or doing anything. We call that drab. So we're going to talk about urban, lurban, and drab. You'll remember those words. Here's the second commitment I want you to make. Second commitment is I want you to commit to be totally responsible for what you get out of this program. And what I mean by that is a lot of people hold responsibility as this heavy negative thing. I mean, take charge. I mean that whatever's going on in the material, if you think, well, gosh, I don't know if that's what something I need, take charge. Demand from yourself the ability to get what you need. Be responsible. I want this program to be the best thing you've ever gone to, but I can't do that by myself. I need you to make the commitment to say, I'm going to get what I came here for. And you've got tons of resources. You've got me right here sharing with you what I know is most important, the things you and I are going to discover together during the process. So what this is, this seminar is not about me teaching you. This is about experiencing and discovering the most important aspects of how to influence yourself and other people. So take advantage of all the resources that are here. And take advantage of the opportunity to apply what you've learned, which is probably the most powerful resource. Third commitment, commit to being flexible. Flexibility is the ultimate power. Because what I've found is in dealing with human beings, the person who's most flexible controls the situation. See, if you come along and you bring up an objection, and I've only got one or two ways to handle that, then you may be able to dominate the situation because you're more flexible than me. You've got more ways to handle my trying to handle your objection. Flexibility means being able to embrace things in a way where you look at things where you see a new possibility continuously, where you're never stuck. You never say, well, I've tried everything. If you ever say to yourself, I've tried everything, remember, you're lying. You couldn't have tried everything or you've gotten the result. Now, some things you may not want to try, But know that there is always a way if you're flexible enough. You want to keep changing your approach. In fact, I'd say to you that in order to be successful, we've got to, number one, know our outcome. We've got to know what we're trying to accomplish in a given situation. Two, we've got to get ourselves to take action. So we're not just hanging out there going, yeah, well, this is what I want to do. Someday I'll do it. Three, we've got to know what we're getting. You know, are we getting closer to our goal or further away? And then four, we got to be willing to change our approach until we get the result with the client. So if I know this is the result I want with a client, and I just try something, anything, and I'm smart enough not to just keep doing it, but notice whether it's working or not, and if it's not working, change, then you're going to find by that simple four-step formula alone, you can make some radical changes in your sales, as simplistic as that sounds. And our last ones, number four, commit to being a team player. And what I mean by being a team player is a high-pressure salesperson is, by definition, a person whose number one focus is always on what are they getting out of the situation personally. How can they make the commission? How can they close the sale? And their income usually reflects that. They're not extremely successful, not long-term, not in today's society. A person who's a professional is a team player. What I mean by that is their professionalism comes from the fact that their number one focus is the customer. First, last, always, what's the customer's needs? What's really best for them right now? If a customer gives me an objection, rather than saying, I've got to crush the objection, the question I ask is, in spite of their concern, is there much more value here than the concern they're bringing up? And if in my gut I believe that's true, I will go until I persuade that person. And in not all cases, but in most cases, I will succeed because I'm coming from that place and the customer knows that as well. And by the way, these five commitments are designed to make you more effective in your life and more effective in this environment. See, if you're in a position where you're committing to stretching yourself, then you're going to stretch yourself. You're going to go for longer hours than maybe you normally do. You'll do whatever it takes. You'll go out and apply things. You'll do some silly, stupid things I'm going to ask you to do. When I ask you a question, I'm with you right now in the room. If you're hearing me and you're experiencing me, I'm with you right now. So when I ask you a question, you respond back out loud. What happens is if you hear something, you remember part of it. If you hear it and you write it down, you remember more of it. If you hear it, you write it down, and you say it out loud, you'll remember much more of it because you've recorded it on three levels in your head. And if you yell it back out or if you're a little outrageous or playful, it makes it even more unique and you'll remember that idea even more strongly. Here's the last commitment, number five. I want you to consistently commit to being at a high level of energy during this program. Every peak performer that I've met, they're not only flexible, they're not only committed to whatever it takes, but somehow, no matter what's going on around them, they manage their state. They manage to keep their energy at the level that it really deserves to be. It isn't always easy. It is always worth it. The more you give, the more you're going to receive. The more you put into this program, the more you're going to get out. Right now, think about what it really means to be a person of influence. Think about what does it really mean to be able to change the way people feel, the way they behave, and the quality of their life. Think about if that's something that's worth putting some hours in, putting some energy in, putting some effort in, putting some discipline into. And if you are absolutely committed, then make it the same level of commitment as you have to survive. Because when I ask most people, I say, what would you do to survive? Most people go, survive? I'd do anything. You know, no kidding. Guess why so many people survive? You know, because they're committed, right? They're committed to surviving. It's a must for them. Well, what would happen if you were as committed to succeeding as you were to surviving? What would your life be like? Would your income be different? Would your level of happiness be different? Would you treat people better? Would you treat yourself better? So my challenge to you right now is commit to excellence. Commit, for the time we're going to be here together, to demanding more of yourself than anybody else could ever expect. And if you live by that idea of demanding more than anybody else could ever expect, then there's absolutely, literally, no limit to the level of success and joy and happiness you can have in your life. So I'm excited about us beginning this journey together. And let's begin. Let's start right now just by making five commitments. And then let's come back here and let's go through the process of selling and see what it really looks like. What is this process really about? Not the old way we heard it, but what is really the dynamic aspect of selling as we can see it now by studying the best persuaders, literally, in the world.